It's been very difficult to stay connected with my students, but for the most part, I've been using Google Classroom, and that's something I've used since day one, since August. And we connect on Google Classroom either through Google Meets, or I'm actually live lecturing with them on YouTube. So it's been a very positive experience connecting with them that way, even though I prefer face-to-face, as you know, every teacher does.
And I'm sure that the students do really also, you know, if you would ask them that. How's the participation been online with the students? A lot of your students connecting with you?
For the most part, they are, I'm going to say, roughly 60 to 70% on a weekly basis. I'm able to connect with them either via email or Google Meets, and or they're on my live streams for lectures.
Nice. So what are some of the things that you're talking about? Are you discussing your specific situations with the quarantine whenever you get on these meets?
Sometimes we do discuss the difficulties that they're having. And for the most part, when I meet with them online on Google Meets, yes, I want to troubleshoot some things that are going on in my classroom, the assignments and whatnot. But it's more about connecting with them than anything, and seeing how they're doing mentally, and if they need anything from me.
I'm sure that is the case, as I've got a couple of students at home now, and you know, it's kind of hard to get into a routine and know how long you should be focusing on schoolwork, but you still need to get outside and exercise with that. Is that some of the questions that you've been discussing with your students too?
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to bring balance to this. I'm not trying to overload them with schoolwork. I want them to do at least 30 minutes of my class a day of assignments, reading, or doing some kind of review videos, or listening to me lecture, whatever it may be. And then also, you know, just some mental, physical health. Hey, you guys have got to get outside the house. You got to have a routine. You got to keep a routine in order to have some mental health.
No doubt about that. Now, I was telling folks, you know, you are the wrestling coach over at the middle school, assisted at the high school. Have some of the student athletes reached out to you and said, you know, what kind of routine should I be doing, you know, to stay in shape for wrestling while I'm at home?
Well, it's been very difficult because, you know, Gail Adams, he's the head wrestling coach. You know, we are connected to our student athletes all year round. Wrestling is a year-round sport for us, and it's been very hard for us. But they have reached out to us, like, what do we do during this time? How can we stay competitive for the next season? And we've given them little routines, because you can still go outside and exercise. So running, doing push-ups, sit-ups, that kind of thing, and just staying active, not just, you know, staying at home and playing video games.
Yeah, I totally get that, you know, and especially with the diet, it's got to be hard for wrestlers being at home, because you're not getting out as much. You're not able to go, you know, and exercise where you want to exercise at. I'm sure that's got to be an important part of it, too.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that Coach Adams and I have stressed, and it's been difficult, I'm not going to lie.
I can understand that, too. You know, I was going to ask you, too, you are the history teacher there. Some people would kind of say the last pandemic that we really had that was devastating was the 1918 Spanish flu. Are you seeing any similarities between that pandemic and this COVID-19?
Yes and no. If you look, actually, before our kids left, before we were on quarantine, I actually went through a little bit of a lesson on the Spanish flu and just some similarities and differences. And really, the major difference is the technology that we have today. And we also have, obviously, social media communication. That's, you know, we have all that connection, and we are doing it the right way. With the Spanish flu, there were, you know, there's a lot more deaths, and the mortality rate was much higher from what I have seen and studied throughout history. So the technology is much better than in 1918.
That is for sure. Well, what, just kind of ending up, you know, if some of the students are listening here today or come back and listen to this, what would you tell the students who are experiencing difficulties getting through this pandemic?
Well, I would say just keep your heads up, and this time will end soon. And don't take for granted school, if that makes any sense. I know there's a lot of students that don't like coming to school, but I think that they will have a different outlook once school is back in session. And if you're struggling, reach out to your teachers, and we will find you resources. Reach out to your administrators, and we will find you some resources that you need. And if you're struggling, you need to talk to someone, we will find someone that you can connect with, for sure.